In addition to visual link, what else can I do to learn Spanish? 1. Find out about Spanish language opportunities in your community. Look for a Spanish cultural center or other center that caters to the Spanish-speaking community. They're sure to offer Spanish classes as well as parties and other activities where you can meet other Spanish speakers. You might also find volunteer opportunities where you can practice Spanish and give valuable service at the same time. 2. It's important to listen to spoken Spanish every day. The more you listen, the easier it will be for you to develop your accent and get used to speaking Spanish. Plus, this is how we learned English as a child. Years and years of listening. Some ideas. A. Watch some movies in Spanish. Whenever I watch a DVD, I always either change the language to Spanish with English subtitles, or if I am with other people, turn on the Spanish subtitles. Your mind will unconsciously begin to combine the audio and subtitles. B. Watch Spanish TV. You can watch a novella, soap opera, or a talk show, or whatever interests you. Also, be sure to turn on the closed captioning to see how the words are spelled. Even though you may not be able to understand, this will help you get used to the rhythm, speed, and pronunciation of Spanish. C. Listen to the radio and popular music in Spanish. Latino people are known for their love of music and dancing. Spanish has a very diverse and active music selection. And if you like to dance, I guarantee that you will love dancing to Spanish music. And D, the absolute best way to listen to real-life spoken Spanish is through our Visual Link Personal Proficiency Trainer, or PPT. In the PPT, we record actual conversations with native Spanish speakers and then break them down for you phrase by phrase to train you to understand them. Try it out for free on our website. 3. It's also important to read in Spanish as much as you can. Look for Spanish newspapers and magazines. I always like to read the Spanish labels and instructions on commercial products. And one of the most fun ways I've found to learn Spanish is through Spanish children's books. Check your local library. 4. Use the Visual Link forum to ask questions and exchange messages with other Spanish speakers. This is a great way to practice and get your questions answered. 5. If at all possible, spend some time in a Spanish-speaking country. This is the best way to learn the cultural context behind the language. 6. Enjoy yourself. Learning doesn't have to be a chore. Try to make all the learning you do fun. Reward yourself for the time you put into studying. And 7. Look it up and write it down. Always carry a pen and pocket notebook or a PDA to write with. Every time you think of a word you don't know how to say in Spanish, look it up. Then write it down and practice it 10 times that day. This is how you will learn some of your favorite and most useful vocabulary. Above all, practice as much as possible. Memorizing verb conjugations and lists of vocabulary does you no good if you are afraid to speak to another person.